Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
The Medrash Tanchuma, Kol HaMitzvah, Asher Anoichi Mitzamcha Ayoim. And the way the Sfasemis explains the entirety of the mitzvah, extracting the essence of the mitzvah, mitzvah miloshem mitzvah, squeezing out the essence, extracting the essence of the mitzvah. Because every mitzvah leaves behind a certain closeness to Hashem. And only in proportion to how completely a person draws out the inner content of the mitzvah, rather than just performing it by rote and moving on, he needs to want to extract that inner essence, the inner voice of what the mitzvah is trying to talk to him and impress upon him. And whether that voice is actually heard depends entirely on how much a person wants to hear it and attach himself to the mitzvah's inner dimension. The Gemara discusses making a bracha before we eat, because the world belongs to Hashem, it's like stealing from Hashem. But the main birchas hamazon is after you're satiated and you ate, that's the birchas hamazon in our Torah. But brachas of mitzvahs is oivel asiyosan only before we do the mitzvah. Why is that? Explains the Sfasemis, because schar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward, the eternal reward, is developed by this eternity, developed by the mitzvah itself. And since how we approach the mitzvah and what we're trying to develop from the mitzvah itself all depends how we approach the mitzvah, that's why they enacted a bracha before to give us that gisha to the mitzvah. Because the less robotic and the more we try to take out of the mitzvah, taimei ha-mitzvahs, and dveikus v'Hashem, and mitzvah miloshen tzavset, to bind us with Hashem, that's a different type of mitzvah. And the mitzvah accomplishes a complete different reality. And the bracha before that awakens in us this idea. Says the Sfasemis, there are, of course, greater mitzvahs, mitzvahs that are the siyachis, and attributed to the Moyach, to Lev. And there are lesser mitzvahs in the sense of their importance, so to speak. But nevertheless, even the mitzvahs of Ekev that affect the bottom limb of the person, you can't stand without the Ekev. And the completion of even those simple mitzvahs complete the entire Kaima Shleima, the entire person. And therefore you need everything, and you can't do away with any of that. And he says, Eremez, Vahoya Ekev Tishmon, Ekev is Reb Akiva, and Tishmon is Reb Shimon ben Yechai, who Reb Shimon ben Yechai from the greatest Siddhis of the Zohar HaKadosh to Akiva being Isaac in the Halachas of Negoyim Vaholas. Every lofty or mitzvahs that are in the worst, lowest levels of Tumah and Tzeras, everything is one complete inyan, and you need everything. Continues the Sfasemis, that there's a correlation, a relationship, a mirroring of our effort in Avodas Hashem and the Melchama against Taiva and the Yetzahara to Hashem's reward and protecting us from the Umay Sa'olam and from the angels, the Sarim of the Umay Sa'olam. Because Hashem says, V'shom Lecha, the bris and the chesed that he swore to the Avos HaKadoshim. As if there's room to doubt that he won't keep the promise. So he explains like this. What's the room for doubt? He says, just as the mitzvahs and the Torah,
Kol HaLashon,
fighting the Yetzirah, require from us real strength to overcome the forces working against us here below, forces of Taiva and the Yetzirah and temptation. And we fight and we battle the Yetzirah. So too, in the Pamalu Shalmaila, in the heavenly courts, the Shvua to the Avos requires from the Rebbein Shloilam a strengthening of the Rachamim against Midas Adin, against the category, the accusations of the Sorim of the Umay Soilam that are always trying to fight Klal Yisrael. And Hashem's power, Kavayochel, to reinforce Midas Rachmim against the Sodom of the Umay Sa'olam depends on our fighting against the Kaychas of the Eitzahara. He mirrors us to the degree that Klal Yisrael's emunah holds firm, the Ar Melchemes Hayetze holds firm, Lefnim Yishuras Adin, and we overcome our taiva, that gives the koyach to Nuoizei Lokim for the Rebbeinu Shloilam to fight the Sorim of the Umay Soilam. And likewise, Zochay Tizkoy, when we remember down here, the Nisim and Mitzrayim and everything, that causes Hashem to remember up there. So Hashemus explains, how is it possible to command the Hava to love Hashem? If the feeling isn't here, how could he be Mitzavah? So in Sefer Ayosha, he explains that the root of a Hava is similarity, is Tamus. The more similar, the more you could love. And through the mitzvahs and the ma'isim toivim of Yid, you gradually come to resemble Hashem's own ways. And in that resemblance, cultivated mitzvah after mitzvah, chesed after chesed, that produces the ahava. So the mitzvahs aren't merely the kiyum ha-mitzvah, but they're a mechanism of resemblance which causes ahava. So Semis, when the pasuk talks about the mon, and we know there's moyach leiv kovet melech, the brain, the skull has the brain encased in it, the heart and the leiv, and there's three parts, three frequencies of neshama. The lowest, the nefesh, rests in the liver, and the ruach is in the heart, and the b'chinas neshama is in the moyach. The liver, the way the Sasemis explains, has mixed in it not only refined things, and the heart is more refined, things energizing the heart, and the moyach is even more purified. And halachically, a hole in the liver is still kasha, but a hole in the heart, and kasha in a hole in the brain is treifen. Fascinatingly, the mon was spiritual sustenance, and it went directly first to neshama shebemoyach, and that's what the Torah hints to, oimer la gulgailus. The mon went to the gulgailus, to the neshama, to the skull, and from there it nourished the rest of the body in the opposite direction of how sustenance usually works. And where they were disgusted with the mon in Parashas Chukas v'nafshenu kotzo b'lechem ha-kleikel, that was only the b'chinas nefesh, the lowest level. They were feeling the absence of ordinary, coarse nourishment that's shayach to the nefesh, that starts from nefesh going to ruach, going to neshama. And that's the inyan, he says, of lechem mishnah on Shabbos. It's a double lechem, that it has the qualities of lechem and ashamayim, of the mon, that it gives energy to the neshama shevemoichi, the way the mon did, but it also has the physical lechem min ha'aretz, and it has both qualities in it. So it's me'en. Likewise, zochay v'shomer, in Shabbos, zochay is the positive to reveal the netzitzei ha'kedusha, the kedusha Hashem's hiddenness, in everything, Hashem's spark that's in everything physical in the world. And Shomer is to control the klipos and tumma, not to spread and not to be strengthened. And therefore, if we speak words of Torah by a meal, then it's ki'ilu you ate from Hashem's table, sort of like man, because if you speak words of Torah, the Torah reveals the kedushas Hashem everywhere. And then the Torah makes that the food sustains you in a holy way, sort of like the man. And then it's Moitze Pi Hashem Yichye Adam. Speaking Torah takes out the Moitze Pi Hashem, the holiness of the food which nourishes the neshama. And that's how he says, Im Ein Kemach Ein Torah. He says a new pshat, Im Ein Kemach, if there's no Kemach, meaning the Kemach is not providing spiritual sustenance, that's because there was no Torah spoken by the meal, so it was only a coarse, physical meal.
Kol Halashon. A whole world of quality content.